Well, today I've been up in Exeter at a training event put on by the European Food and Farming Partnership and hosted at the NUF regional offices in Exeter. It's been a lovely sunny day and we've had almost 20 participants. We're going to hear from one of the trainers, Liz Bowes. And so Liz, can I just ask you, first of all, to introduce yourself and tell us a bit about what you do?
Thank you. My name's Liz Bowles. I work for EFFP. I'm the Southwest Regional Manager for EFFP. Some of you may know of us. We're involved in working with food supply chains within the UK and increasingly across the whole of Europe, working to improve the efficiency of supply chains and help farmers to both create and capture value.
Brilliant. And today you've been working with a group looking at strategizing for their business going forward, how they can be more resilient and make a better business model for themselves. Can you tell us a bit about what you think the most important gains for them out of today's training were?
Okay, yeah, we've been working today with both board members and also members of Devon Grain, which is a grain storage cooperative based in Devon. And they asked us to run this workshop for them, mainly because they wanted an opportunity to step back from their everyday work and look at where their business is currently going and where they want it to go. And really the main benefit for them is the opportunity to be able to think laterally and also think as a group rather than individually. And hopefully they're going away now with their minds buzzing really about where their business goes in the future, and we'll be going back in to sort of help them with the next steps following today's workshop.
Fantastic. That all sounds very good and useful for them, and useful for the Southwest economy. I know that you've been involved with the Skills Programme and the old VTS programme in the past. I wonder if you could tell us a bit about what you see as the main reasons for the Skills Programme and why it's important, especially in this region.
Okay. I think it's absolutely critical, to be honest, because I work across the whole of the agricultural supply chain with farmers, with first stage processors, with food manufacturers, food service and retailers. And increasingly, it is vital that farmers are as efficient and as professional as they can be, because the businesses that they are increasingly interacting with are professional commercial businesses, and in order to be seen as important to both their customers and their suppliers, farmers need to better talk in the same language as their suppliers and customers.
Thank you very much for your time, and thank you very much for the training today. It was brilliant. Thank you.
Is that okay?